You've heard all the stories. You've seen the newspaper and magazine articles. You cannot escape. Now it's time for the review of The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the Ring, from Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan.
The Return of the King is a fitting climax to a story about the quest to rescue the world from evil that's had me and a few other folks profoundly in its grip from the start.
Frodo!
The Return of the King has its flaws. At 3 hours and 20 minutes, it's maybe a little long. And because by definition, it has to showcase battles literally intended to end all battles, the brevity of its character moments threatens to unravel the critical human thread that's bound the series together. That doesn't happen is a tribute to the deep emotional connection director Peter Jackson has helped build with his characters over the course of the previous two films. Jackson and his crew have made this made-up world as completely real on the psychological level as it's up-to-the-moment special effects have done on the visual level.
How far is Minas Tirith?
3 days' ride, as the Nazgul flies.
And you better hope we don't have one of those on our tail.
Here, something for the road.
Last of the Longbottom leaf.
I know you've run out. You smoke too much, Pip.
We'll see each other soon. Won't we?
I don't know.
Of course, if you haven't seen the first two films, this is not the place to start. Even faithful fans of the trilogy have likely seen enough bad-tempered orcs to last them a lifetime. But Return has done a remarkable job of making the third part's new creatures as thrilling as they are fantastical. Most impressive are the fell beasts, huge bat-like flying dragons, and the breathtaking Mumakal, 8-story-tall combat elephants. Yet for all of this, some of the film's most memorable moments are its simplest. The presenting of a newly forged sword to a key hero, the lighting of a series of signal fires to warn a neighboring kingdom of danger, are successful precisely because they bring quiet human moments to otherwise noisy proceedings. And the actors aren't bad either.
You're in the service of the steward now. You're going to have to do as you're told. Peregrine Took, guard of the Citadel.
It's so quiet.
It's the deep breath before the plunge.
Ian McKellen makes the most of the wizard Gandalf's moments. Viggo Mortensen increasingly becomes the epitome of heroic grace as Aragorn, and Sean Astin brings a kind of dignity and quiet strength that the role of Hobbit sidekick Sam increasingly demands.
I can't do it, Mr. Frodo. I won't wait around for him to kill us. I'm not sending him away.
You don't see it, do you?
He's a villain. We can't do this by ourselves, Sam. Not without a guide. I need you on my side.
I'm on your side, Mr. Frodo.
With so much to offer, it's understandable that this film runs long. For some of us, it doesn't run long enough.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.